All right, everyone ready?
Five, four, three, two, one.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Hello.
My name is... Shit, I'm getting shy.
No, say it. Just say it.
Just be brave.
Just tell them who you are.
My name is Maddie Smith.
Okay.
And I'm here to audition for the role of host of That Time of the Week podcast. What the fuck is up, my queens? How's everyone doing? Happy to be back.
I missed you guys.
I know.
It feels like forever.
But
we just saw
you. Did these make it easier to get fingered?
Why are you fingering me?
Yo, Ashley's jeans are.
Kate, I know she watches.
Ripped.
Why is she fingering
does
me?
This make it, does Kate ever say, is this easy access?
She just slips her tongue in there.
You pay for holes in them jeans?
Why are you a dad?
I could never
why
bring
Why are you a dad?
My grandpa would be horrified to see those pants.
She's a dad because she never had one, so.
You gotta be
But she has a daddy.
What's that thing? You gotta be for you what no one else was or something like that? What's that saying?
What are you jeans with holes in the world? Get rid of the part of you that cringes.
Don't kill the part of you that cringes. Wait. Don't kill the part of you that is cringe. Kill the part of you that cringes.
Exactly.
There you go.
Which affirmations will help with. So I would like to say one thing before we get started.
Yes.
So on Saturday night, I saw Top Gun Maverick.
Is it good?
Is it good?
I would like to say something to Ashlyn. Miles Teller.
Hot fucking fire. Heard it here first.
Dude,
he's so fire.
You guys need to see. There's a scene where they play football on the beach with jeans and no shirts.
That's
homoerotic. It affirmed my heterosexuality.
For a second, I was like,
in that scene, I said, I'm a straight woman and I want to get gangbanged.
How is he playing football with those little eyes? How is he seeing the ball come to him?
I'm not buying it. The eyes were big.
He feels it out.
Do not talk about Rooster like that. That's his name in the movie. You guys have to see
this
it.
This is me watching Miles Teller.
This is me watching Miles Teller.
This is me watching Miles Teller.
Unvaccinated king.
Okay. Okay, violent.
I have a question.
Okay.
Does he have abs?
Yes.
Okay.
All the guys.
But they're implants.
No, they're not.
Motherfucker.
You know the guys are doing that,
right? What did they take these sections?
Of your thighs.
Staple them on.
You know, just because you're turned on by me, you don't need to keep touching me.
Well, because you're dressed like that.
Oh, it's my fault.
It's your fault.
I deserve sexual harassment.
Victim blaming. So before we get started, I got a couple dates coming up. Ashlyn and I are going to New Jersey.
Yeah.
Jersey
in July.
Will we come back? We don't know.
We don't know. Whenever you go to Jersey, you know, it's tough to say. It's such a welcoming environment. So we got Stress Factory, Bananas Comedy Club. Edmonton, Canada is coming up this week. So come on out.
Oh, you're going to be in Canada.
Yep.
Mate. Right, mate?
What about Real Housewives of Batavia, Illinois?
By the time this comes out, I will have been in Batavia and been with the Housewives of Illinois. It's going to be fun.
Is that a real thing? Housewives of Batavia?
No.
It's Maddie.
Shut up.
You guys got anything coming up that people should be aware of?
Yeah, I got a biopsy coming up for this weird mole I have on my left arm.
Okay, great. My birthday's coming up.
And Stuart's birthday.
Yes.
But mine is more important. So anyways.
Yeah. The biopsy's birthday.
Anyway, that's that. Let's get into some topics.
Woo!
Happy Pride.
Happy Pride, Ashley.
American
Happy
Girl.
Pride.
Maddie's shirt.
Thank you.
What does it say?
It's just gay shit.
Oh.
So American Girl made a soft little nod that Molly might be gay.
Which I will say, all the girls I know that are bi now did love Molly.
You mean
the
straight?
Most.
Yeah. You mean make out with girls?
Me too, bitch, for attention.
They're all literally married to men, but they're bi now.
Yeah, exactly.
But we're not biphobic. We just, you know, recognize the statistics. Yeah. But Molly, yes. Gay.
Mm-hmm.
She was like sporty, summer camp, glasses.
Glasses.
Mm. Gay.
Gay.
Braids.
She had a victory garden. You know what V stands for?
Vaginal. Oh, there it goes.
Yeah.
But her name is Molly Jean McIntyre, which I feel like reminds me of like Billie Jean King.
Okay.
Oh, it reminded me of Reba McIntyre.
Or Reba McIntyre.
It spelled differently.
It reminded me of A League of Their Own.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, Molly would definitely play on that first female baseball team.
Absolutely.
Whatever. Yeah.
Is Molly hot?
Do you think she is? She's a brunette with glasses. And she wanted her hair to be curly so that you would want to fuck her.
She hates her straight hair. Yeah, but it has to be blonde. Is she going to dye her hair at American Girl store?
So it sounds like you're more into Kirsten.
She's into Kirsten.
That Kirsten looks like Kate, actually.
Yeah.
Does she?
Or Kit is kind of a Kate vibe.
Kit, yeah.
Vibe. The doll has a vibe.
Kit was pretty gay, too. She had like a journalist.
Kit was gay.
She was like, no, no, extra, extra. Read all about it.
Bob, I'm
like,
very short hair.
Yeah, dude.
Kit was gay. All of them were low-key gay. I was reading about that.
Yeah.
It was about female bonding.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Let me see.
Molly is 110% gay.
Let me see a photo.
Yeah. I mean, that little cap.
Yeah.
But they... Williamsburg Lesbians Wishes
with Shark Academia.
Let me see your photo.
I'm getting Dark Academia lipstick lesbian.
Website. Yeah. This is the American Girl blocking art.
But she's giving Donna Tartt.
Yeah.
She is giving lesbian. Donna I would Tartt. Like to be secret on a history. Rowboat with you and hold
Donna
hands.
Donna Tartt. That's a deep cut literary icon.
Yeah, deep cut.
Southern literary icon, Donna Tartt.
Where's she from?
Mississippi.
She is?
Most of her books are about like Mississippi people.
Oh my God, that is! I just looked her up and she has the slickest bob I've ever seen.
Yes, she does.
Seen.
It's dark black. She looks like the best friend in Daria.
Wait, she does.
Did
Donna
Tartt write The Goldfinch?
Yeah.
Yes.
And The Secret History.
Then that's not about Southern people, but she is from Mississippi.
Are you thinking of The Crawdad Sing, bitch?
No, but also she's Southern.
Because I don't fuck with that book.
No, absolutely not.
But which is coming to be a movie, right?
Yeah, but I don't fuck with that book either. It's Chugy.
It's Chugy.
The ending, I was like, okay.
I didn't read it because the woman, her and her husband killed a poacher in African. In Africa, so
killed a poacher,
yeah,
or their poachers
killed a poacher.
Oh,
she was life? She's such an animal activist. They fucking killed someone.
I love that. You know that it's gonna be Chugy,
yeah,
yes. Or in the book
in real life.
There was a whole expose.
You know that it's gonna be Chugy when Reese Witherspoon picks it up.
I mean, I have a couple books on the shelf that have the Reese Witherspoon stamp on them. And but I'll tell you, it's a quick airplane read.
Yeah,
it's pretty quick.
And what's sex her name? Is it Kerry Washington? Is that who I'm thinking of?
I fully doubt it.
Maybe? I doubt you're thinking of Kerry Washington.
I doubt you're thinking
that's
of Kerry Washington.
That's the hot, beautiful girl. From Scandal.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. You're talking about Kerry Washington. The fires, fires everywhere.
Oh.
Yes. That was the Hulu show by Celeste Ng.
Kate reads all these Chugy books.
Yes, she does.
No, she reads better. But she's
no,
not
she
like,
doesn't. She read the Seven Marriages of Evelyn Hugo.
She reads the Bible,
we
first
read
of
them
all.
Too.
And then we read the same book. She read Seven Marriages of Evelyn Hugo. She read fucking...
She reads all the same books as us.
Yes.
We read them too.
No, she doesn't.
Yeah, she does.
She's smarter than that.
No, she's not. We read the same books as her.
She reads like Dune.
No, she does not. You're just saying that because it's on my fucking shelf.
Pick me.
I know. Do not even.
We read the same books as Kate.
Yeah, we read the same books.
You're the one out here not reading, playing...
Yeah,
I don't read those books.
I don't read those
books.
This
is you reading.
This is me reading.
That's a pussy lip.
She's giving all of us a read.
Well, we're going to talk about American Girls a little bit later in our first segment. Moving down the line, there's a woman, the New York Post reported, a woman is sexually attracted to planes. Actually, the photo she posted with the plane is pretty hot. She's wearing lingerie
and straddling it.
And she wants to marry it?
Yeah. She wants to marry her. Boing!
This is what happens when you make gay marriage legal.
I know.
This is what happens.
Oh, no.
They were right.
I know.
What's next? We're going to marry planes?
Yeah, exactly.
Planes, trains, automobiles.
It's at her friends support her, and I thought she needs better friends.
Yeah, but
this is giving liberal arts. Is she from Portland?
No, she's from Germany, which is like the same thing.
It's
like the Portland of Europe,
right?
Yeah,
they love kink.
And they're really into factory made items and shit like
that.
It's
also so funny efficient. How like if it was a man, I'd be like, this is creepy, but it's a girl, you're like, this is sad. This is sad.
Well, it's
this
a girl. Like, I say this is art.
This is
put it in the museum. It's art, baby.
She's
at
just
the
passionate.
It's
and
a phallic shape.
She's into planes, women in STEM.
Yeah.
I support that.
Okay.
She's also into trains and potentially automobiles.
And she potentially is a sick.
Yes.
I think so.
I mean,
would you guys fuck a plane? What's the vibes?
I mean, have you ever seen First Class? I would fuck the shit out of First Class.
You know how I'd ruin my life? Spirit Airlines.
Absolutely. That's a bad boyfriend right there.
You ever seen Mint on JetBlue? I would ride Mint's face on JetBlue.
I would ride Delta. I've been into Delta lately.
Into Alitalia when they serve you pasta. And it's so good. I'm like, I would fuck that.
We're like,
first class plane.
She's like,
wait, what, you know what plane I would fuck? I don't know if Alitalia is still in business though, but it was, you know, a good what plane airline.
I would fuck. Caroline's like, my private jet. I would fuck. I would fuck my private jet if I had a jet.
But also, I would fuck. Kim Kardashian just showed her new plane on the most recent episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and it's all white cashmere, all on the inside. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful.
Cashmere.
Literally, she has cashmere. It's full. Oh yeah, she's like, these are all cashmere. Like, really? Yeah.
Wow.
It's
pretty fancy. I can see that for her.
Yeah, okay.
Isn't that a sounds pretty plane? Warm. It's like white.
It's such a pretty plane. It's a poly plane.
It's such a pretty plane.
I feel like you'd fuck like an American Airlines.
An American, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Pilot. I'm a Delta girl.
A pilot, for sure.
Yeah. I'm a JetBlue. Yeah.
JetBlue is solid.
I like that they have, like, if you're going to California, they have, like, the pantry. Mm. And you can just go up and get snacks.
Yeah,
oh. I'm like, oh yeah,
or
fuck
Virgin.
Me.
I never... Virgin Airlines, like, they used to have the flights to LA that you could, like, order snacks on the go. And
oh yeah,
that was good. I would fuck a Virgin.
I would. You would fuck a Virgin.
Whoa. Okay. Taken out of context.
Whoa. I would fuck that old, whoa, that old plane that with the with that was all rickety. The first one, the Kitty Hawk. What's it called?
The first ever plane. TWA.
The first ever plane.
An aviation?
Amelia Earhart's went down. We don't know where it is.
Brothers plane? Yeah. The Wright Brothers plane.
Oh my God. Oh. That's so vintage.
Wait, I would
of
just
you.
Fuck the Wright Brothers.
I would fuck the Wright Brothers.
More like them. The Wrong Brothers.
Oh. Oh.
It would feel so,
oh, feel so right. It has to be wrong.
Oh.
New slogan.
There was like a thing on TLC where a guy was fucking his car.
Yeah.
Oh,
that
no.
was a big, nice red car.
Big, it's like Titan.
I can't even get a guy to fuck me, let alone a plane.
Okay.
I just like don't understand. Like I, it's not something. I'm not trying to kink shame in here, mm-mm, but I like don't understand like rubbing my clit to a plane. You know also, what I mean? Like, I'm just like, oh
also,
my God.
Also, I was confused because the girl said she wanted to fuck the Boeing, but then she named it Dickie, which is right, cute right, name. But then she had photos of it. So does she actually fuck that little?
I think she fucks the little model one.
The model.
I think she straddles it and like rubs her clit on it. And
this is the new her.
And the plane's like, good girl.
He's like,
yeah. Oh, we are beginning our landing. It's 35 minutes to coming.
We want to welcome you to Clit Airlines. The weather down here is moist.
This is landing strip.
Oh, pew, pew, pew.
Oh, that's God. Crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy. You know what else is crazier? Ann Turner Cook, the goober baby, has died.
The goober baby. Not the goober baby with the peanuts and the chocolate. The goober baby.
I love a goober. So the Gerber baby died. She only got like $5,000 from this whole thing.
That's crazy.
Yeah. That's crazy.
And she was embarrassed to tell people that she was the Gerber baby. So
she only got $5,000, but she went to SMU, so she had family money.
Well, $5,000 back then probably got you a house and shit. Okay. But she didn't get royalties or anything. Her motherfucking face is every.
She
should have
sued the fucking house. Also, her face now as an old woman looks just like the sketch.
I know, it's mm-hmm. cute.
I was like, I see it. Mm-hmm. I see so the baby. Good.
Very. Well, they say you. It's like
what you I'm look like as a baby this. Is what yes. you look like when you're an adult. They
no,
say that
like when you get old. When you get old,
MIT
like you're just
has
like a
entered
baby.
The chat.
Hello, MIT. Here, can I have glasses?
What's next? Testing Oreo creams and.
They said
when you put the Oreo cream on a plane, it is sexually attracted to you.
Yes. I would like to say something about the Gerber baby. My mom tried to make me a Fisher Price baby.
Really?
When I was 1 year old, because I had bright orange hair. Oh, so like cute. Back in 1991, that was diversity.
Right.
That's so amazing. You know, Janine came in with the money making mindset.
Absolutely.
Guess what? We walk in the door, I start crying and bawling. Wouldn't stop until we left.
I know.
I ruined it. Probably for the better though.
Yeah.
That bitch was whoring me
if
out.
If Janine and Nikki had just moved us to little sad apartments in Hollywood, we could have been
we could've
in and out. We could have been in and out of rehab three you times at this point.
You and I could have been you and I could have been like Michelle in Full House.
Yes.
We could have traded off.
We could have been like Lindsay Lohan.
We could have been.
You could have been like Mary Kay and Ashley.
I could be living in Dubai at this point. Mm-hmm. Speaking in a weird voice.
In $2 million of debt. I don't see the problem.
I don't see the issue.
You had a baby story, a baby modeling story.
Well, yeah, I did. My mom would always take me to little baby modeling things, and I'm not positive because I never saw the released footage, but I'm pretty sure they filmed an Oscar Mayer Wiener commercial at the Little Rock Zoo. And I like, I was in a few commercials actually as a little bit kid. I was in one.
I'm pulling up your
IMDb. I was in one about diabetes and we rapped and we were like, if you have it, control and prevention if you don't. We're like little
okay,
kids.
Okay, that slaps, actually. It
was a bop.
It slapped. That's a bop. It slapped. I was in that commercial. And then I think I was in an Oscar Mayer commercial. They like, I like signed all the releases for it. And then I never
As
saw
a baby?
It.
And I, yeah. You signed
Did
releases?
You get money?
I was like a little girl and I was like, I wish I was.
They're like, hold the pen like this. Yeah.
They're like, hold it like this.
They're like, now suck on the hot dog. Now, yeah. Now come on this plane, and we're taking you to an island.
How many hot dogs can you put
when
in your mouth?
When you were sucking on the hot dog, they were like, you're going too fast. Call back to an old episode.
Call back to when I was told I gave head too fast.
Oh, remember? The guy told her she was going too fast.
Wow. I don't remember her trauma like that.
Oh, wow. I do.
That's just your
but
job.
But now every time I give head, I say, don't go too
fast. I learned my lesson. I learned my lesson.
I think
my
of...
mommy tried to make me a Sean...
Kingston? No. Paul?
Your way to
beautiful girl. That's the plane to that girl. Yeah. That's why it'll never work. You had me suicidal.
Kamikaze
suicidal plane. When they say it's over. He went to jail. Okay.
Did he really?
Yeah.
He did?
Yeah, the girls were too beautiful.
Oh.
I think he had a Me Too thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought you were being funny.
No, no. Can we Google that, Sean Kingston?
Yeah,
I think there was something with women. Or maybe that's CeeLo Green. I mix up my fat black guys, but. What? Okay, when? Keep going.
Or maybe it's a dad from Family Matters.
Or maybe it was Ruben Studdard. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't think he would never. Went to jail.
Maybe it's Randy Johnson. What's his name? Randy Jackson. Jackson.
Randy Jackson. Maybe it's Madea.
Maybe it's Martin Lawrence in Big Mama's House.
maybe it's Napoleon Emile. But keep going. You were in a baby shoot.
My mom tried to make me a model for. Sean, like Sean Puff Daddy's clothing line.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And was it Sean Combs? Was that the clothing line?
Sean John. Yes, I remember.
So many
that.
Names.
You could have been a JCPenney model.
Exactly.
And what happened? Wow, all our moms tried to fucking use us for money.
I was happy. But they didn't. But here's the thing: like, they could have tried a little harder.
I know they did. They gave it one shot, then said we're
and
good.
And then they gave up.
And now Emma Stone's famous.
What if
and
we
are,
did one? Yeah. What if we did one open mic and just gave up?
Yeah. Emma Stone. I could have been Emma Watson.
Mm. Yep.
I could have been Harry
Potter. Emma Stone's mom moved her out to Hollywood in a little apartment.
Literally moved her out to Hollywood.
I could have literally said, it's Liviosa. Mm-hmm. Look at that. Can you see that? It's Liviosa.
Better than Hermione.
Hermione.
Not Leviosa.
And you have natural blush. They wouldn't even have to use the hair makeup on these.
Your rosacea could have been used for money.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So what happened with the Sean Kingston thing?
I was way too beautiful.
Way too beautiful.
I remember, like, I couldn't follow orders when they asked me to, like, walk down the runway.
That's a good sign.
And they were like, all right, walk down the runway. Like, you know what I hate when someone's like, walk down the runway slow. And then you walk down the runway and then, or you do something with, like, they said, and then they're like, No. Walk faster. And you're like, okay.
Right.
Well,
which one is it?
Which one is
it? I hate that. It pisses me off when someone gives you direction, you do it, and they're like, okay, we liked it, but.
Slow it down.
Actually, go back to what you were doing.
Yeah.
It's like, why are you here?
You're fucking new.
You're backstage. Like,
they're pretending to, like, be important and have a job.
I detach when I get direction. I'm like, no problem. Sounds good. Because I know I have a long career of filming ahead of me.
That's what you do.
So,
well, I don't.
Actually, the best thing to do is just, like, never listen to direction. Mm. You just do your own thing.
That's what
I did.
And
they take credit for it. They're like, I directed you. Mm-hmm. I told you to do
that. So then when he was like, go back, walk a little faster. I, like, speed it down. And then I was like, and then when I got to, like, the end, I went like this to him. And then I went back.
Oh, sassafras.
And did he like
that? They fired you for being too sassy. Harvey Weinstein was like, no way.
Harvey Weinstein was like, this girl will fight me. Like, yeah, I cannot touch this one.
So you didn't get the job?
I didn't get the job.
Did we get a read on Sean Kingston's jail time?
He didn't go to jail.
Oh.
At least not according to his Wikipedia.
Not
someone scrubbed his Wikipedia page.
Okay.
I wonder who.
You Googled Sean Kingston arrested jail?
It
was something, I thought.
Sean Kingston, and usually on the Wikipedia.
No, I don't think Sean Kingston's ever been. He's like a sweet little boy.
I don't know him at all.
I do know him.
You don't know him at all.
I literally grew up with him.
The singer was not arrested.
Okay.
Point blank.
Well,
that's what it says.
Maddie.
Not me being Amy Cooper. And last topic for today. The Atlantic said that it's okay to be a hot mess. I really didn't understand what this article was trying to say. I'm going to ask Caroline to break it down because she's an intellectual here. She went to NYU.
And I read The Atlantic. I think basically they were saying people who describe themselves as a hot mess, like women mostly, even though he was trying to use male and female pronouns in here. It was clearly about women who, you know, when you're like, oh, my God, I'm such a hot mess. Mm-hmm. It's usually like what he's saying is, no, you're not. And people who call themselves that are usually too hard on themselves.
Mm. They're self-aware.
And where they're comparing themselves to others when it's not true. But on the flip side, I have been called a hot mess by others.
Who
called
you a hot mess?
Who called you a hot mess?
Okay.
Besides your parents.
Besides my parents. In high school, my Italian teacher, shout out Miss Scaldaferri,
fuck her,
will call me HM, hot mess, because, well, I was.
Wait, that's hilarious.
I would show up to class. I was like senior
year.
What is
this, the plot of Beautiful Friend?
Beautiful
friend?
My brilliant friend.
My brilliant friend, wow.
My stupid
friend. Yeah, I didn't
read
them.
Island.
Yes, and I would come in senior year and like waltz in first period with my iced coffee.
Always with the iced coffee.
Then I would fall asleep in class.
Oh, so you deserved it.
And I would like, my homework was always crumpled. I was checked out.
Yeah.
And I was like drunk. I think like it was like senior week. And she was like, I could smell it on your breath. And I was like,
drunk at school?
Well, everyone was doing it. It wasn't something I
bad
usually
girls.
Did. I was usually
HM.
She
not
would
call
me HM.
Not CM.
HM. So
HM. Yeah.
So that was accurate. But this article did not mention that. It's like women are too hard on themselves. I'm like, I don't know, because I think
it's cute. At least they're still saying you're hot.
Right. Well,
they could
what
say ugly mess.
Hot mess implies like you're chaotic, but you still get shit done.
Yes,
that's
what it's saying.
Like your room is messy, but you're still productive.
That's what the article was saying. And it's like,
this article really, I felt myself in this article.
Right. Really? What was your takeaway?
I was just like, oh yeah, I am way too hard on myself. And actually it was saying that people that are more vulnerable actually have like, I kind of got from it was saying that you have better social skills because people that try to bottle everything up.
Right.
And I was like, oh, that's why everyone likes me all the time, because I'm straight up
always. I'm straight up as well too.
But I think that makes other people feel better about themselves because they're thinking Stuart's life is a mess, but really it's kind of
Because
they feel comfortable around
and
you.
And the article was emphasizing hot messes do not isolate themselves. They display their hot mess and it makes other people feel, because when we get into anxiety, we think this one else feels like this. Everyone else feels the same way you do.
You ever meet someone and they're like, oh, I've got my life together, and then it's like they're living with their mom in a basement.
Exactly.
Right?
That's
you
the
see
hot
their
mess.
Car and it's like missing the rims.
My ex.
And they're like a hot mess.
Yes.
And so like things like that, I'm like, yeah, people who are like, oh, like if someone's like, I'm sorry, I talk too much, I'm like, you really don't talk that much compared to someone who's like, I don't really like to talk, and then they just go in. Or when they say like, I don't really like to tell people my personal stuff, but I will tell you my debt. Like, I hate that.
Yeah.
I have someone like that who's like,
That's no boundaries. That's a difference.
I always actually feel sorry for men sometimes because, and you know, we've gotten a lot of people saying that we're mean to men. So I'm going to say something nice about you.
Men.
Okay, but not that nice. But I think women are better at like being vulnerable at this kind of stuff. And then men really have to bottle everything up. And
but they don't have to.
They don't have to, but they do. They then it explodes in their head and they become Miles Teller.
Right.
They're hot.
Right.
But they're
playing football
inside.
With no eyes.
Not getting vaccines. Freaking out.
I always tell like men, I'm like, just talk. Just say it.
Yeah.
If you talk about the problem out loud, it makes it less hard to deal with.
Yeah, I agree. But they're still... They'll still do it like after. And
yeah, but
like,
the world is so hard on men. Like, they can't cry. If they cry from little, if they cry, they're pussy or they're gay. You know what I mean? Like, if they talk about their feelings from young, they're gay.
But now so they're all like, painting their nails. So I'm like, you asked
for they're gay.
Right. I feel like I'm less of a hot mess than I used to be.
Me too.
Yeah.
I would describe everyone in this room as a hot mess.
Oh, okay. That's fair.
All right.
Really? Yeah. I guess, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I mean, look at I'm wearing the same clothes I've been wearing for 4 days, so I would say,
look at her hair. She's like, really? I'm a hot mess?
I'm like, no, I wouldn't say I'm not like a hot
mess.
Turn
to the side. Turn that way.
I have sweatpants.
Turn that way. Look at her hair.
You're like,
I'm not a hot mess at all.
No. Everything is together.
She's like, last week I went to sit on a chair. There wasn't a chair there. I fell on the floor in the cellar. The week before, I threw up all over.
So messy. Yeah,
I am a hot mess.
But I will say you are
my owning it will indicate that I'm a hot mess as well.
Yeah, exactly.
But you are a better... You have gotten better, though.
I think so, too.
And you've also gotten...
It was worse. I tore my ACL and fell off the stage at Coogan's. Remember that?
Soccer. And I had to run up. I thought it was a bit. And I had to run up and help her. And I'm like, are you okay?
I initially ran a show and I stepped off the stage and my knee gave out. Oh, and I was like, I'm good. I got an injury. Oh, that was crazy.
You crumpled to the ground.
And I was
like
wearing
a
velvet shirt. I remember that era of my life.
I was there.
That was my hot mess time, having an ACL tear in New York City.
From soccer.
Wearing a velvet sweatshirt. My God. What is this fucking Saturday Night Fever? What are you doing, man?
From recreational soccer.
See, that was mess area, though.
Right. But I feel like
I used to be a mess. Now I feel like I'm a hot mess.
Yeah, you are definitely, like, if you look up hot mess, it's like a picture of you.
I mean,
you are a hot mess.
You have athlete's foot.
I don't have athlete's foot. It's a infection.
I did walk in here and you go, Ashlyn, my toe is falling off. You're like, I have a blister on my arm and I got a spider bite. But no worries, I'm all good.
But she's wearing her jewelry.
But she went to work all day.
She's got her highlighter on.
She killed it at work.
She has men who love her. That's a hot mess.
Look how hot she looks.
She's still functioning. Like, yeah.
That actually is pretty hot, to have a foot infection while having acrylics. Like, that's pretty hot. Or whatever those are.
Gel.
Yeah. Mm.
And have a spider bite? That's hot. Spider bite.
That's
hot.
To be wearing highlighter.
The spider was like.
The spider was like sucky, so sucky.
That spider saw the episode where you had shorts on. They were like, I want those thick thighs.
No bugs.
Let me get in those thick thighs,
bugs,
baby.
Bugs love me.
You're sweet blooded.
Bugs be loving me because I'm see through and pale,
yes,
and I can see all my little veins. And
bugs love me.
I'm easy
fresh
to get for bugs.
Bugs don't like me, and I think it's because
you're tan. They can't find the
veins. It's because they're racist.
My veins are small.
Yeah. Bugs are racist.
Bugs to me and Stuart is like when you go to a restaurant and there's pictures of the food on the menu. They're like,
I see it right here.
You know what you're getting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That chicken parm
looks
good.
They're like an all-you-can-eat buffet, free of charge at a wedding.
But for you, they're like, I don't know
I'm
what
not
that
on
is.
The menu.
Bugs?
Yeah.
Bugs?
I'm, exactly. not, I'm like, you ever like the special, the secret menu?
Yeah.
Yes.
They don't like me. And I always think that it's because my blood is sour or something like that.
Bugs
from
see
all the Sour Patch Kids.
They can see our veins.
Bugs see me and they're like, it's an open bar, bitch. And I'm blacking out. And Ubering home.
Bugs bugs are, when they're on our skin, it's like they're at a wedding, they're smoking ciggies.
Yeah, they're like,
thank God I left my wings at home.
Yeah.
Because I'm driving. I don't want to be flying.
They got a tire on
their
head.
They got a tire on their head. They unbutton their
shirt. They gang rape us.
They're like, everybody get in here.
The girls are wearing the suit jackets over their shoulders. Like, they're like, we should go.
Can we go soon? Like, boys.
Wait, the bar.
Me and Maddie's veins are pick me.
Yeah, they are.
To bugs.
Yes, they are.
They're chuggy.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, now we're just throwing words out there. But let's get into our first segment now that we know we're all hot messes.
Hot wet ass messes. I don't think I'm a hot mess.
I would like to say something.
I don't think so either.
You are a hot
mess.
We did
that podcast where we had to say why each other was a hot mess, and I like couldn't think of how to
answer. What'd you say about me?
I said that you play video games too much, but I just made it up because I didn't know how you were a hot mess, because I think you have everything together.
That is a hot mess, though.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
It's it's childish.
Yeah. Okay. I went from hot mess to child mess. This is crazy.
No, I'm just thinking it's young, like,
I'm trying
to save yourself. Oh, it's young.
It's young. No, it's fresh. Like, it's young.
I can't think of anything else that you do that's not hot mess. That's hot. I guess when you were a bartender.
Well, she lives in the apartment she grew up and won't leave.
No, that's because it's rent stabilized.
Yeah, you're a hot mess.
That's you together.
Leave. Yeah,
that's,
you
that's
leave.
Me is like having credit card debt and living in Williamsburg. That's a hot mess.
That's a hot mess.
Right. Yeah. You said something else that was good too. I forgot it. It was really good.
I forgot.
Caroline's hot mess is her job as being the producer of this podcast.
Yeah,
setting up equipment is my
this
hot,
is your hot
mess.
Yeah, it is.
And every week, no offense, like you do mess up.
Yeah, I know, I do. And then I'm like, oh my God, in my head, I'm like,
it's so
I'm
cute.
Bad.
It is cute.
It's not cute when there's
no. It's endearing. You're a hot mess.
I'm a hot mess.
You're a hot mess.
I am a hot mess.
Yeah.
But I used to be more of a shit show. I feel like there's the difference. Shit show,
shit
show is like
a concern. I used to be an SS and now you're a...
The SS Caroline Mezzi.
Yeah. I would rather be a hot mess than a shit show.
Yeah.
I'd rather be a shit show.
Shit show is like
mess.
You walk in Tasmanian devil, fuck shit up. Hot
I
mess
like
is,
that. I would rather be a shit show than a hot mess.
Well, you're not, because you have a really nice clean car that you drive me in. Let's go to our first segment. It's called Let's Think Up.
Do we have a hard out?
No.
Oh, okay.
I have a hard on.
You're moving it really fast.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I just don't like you guys.
Okay, you want us to leave?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Please.
It's hot mess.
I'm also starving, so maybe that's why.
Okay, I'm hungry. I'm so hungry.
I'm so hungry.
I feel like that bug. I'm about to suck on your veins.
If I were a bug, oh my God.
If you were a bug, which one of us would you suck first?
The palest one, you doesn't see the veins.
I think you, because you're thick.
But do you guys have good veins? I have like really small veins.
I want a little foie gras. Well,
you're all exposed, ready for me to suck. Yeah, on all your little.
It'd be Caroline, because I feel like it's marinara under there.
I know.
Oh. I'm like, oh, there's parmesan there.
It's
seasoned.
There's garlic in my blood. Suck your little red cheeks.
My little red cheeks.
Oh my God.
All right, so none of you guys would suck me.
I picked you first.
Really? You're full of takis, sis. I've seen you eat.
Actually, you're too thin. You're too thin. I need meat on my bones.
Shut up. I'm too thin.
That's like going to Burger King and expecting dinosaur barbecue. Yeah.
It's like ordering like wings at a diner in New York and they come out all pigeon wings, one little scrawny. Meat. Yeah. Yeah.
And they're breaded.
Yeah.
Oh.
And the sauce is on the side.
Disgusting. Mm-hmm.
And they came with ranch.
Yeah.
Mm, never.
Okay, so today's question.
I would suck my own. If I was a bug. Get one of my ribs removed.
I would eat my own ass.
Enough bug analogies. I would get one of my little my bug ribs removed.
Has anyone here eaten ass?
No.
You have? Mm-hmm. What's it like?
Does it taste like poop?
No.
Tell us.
It doesn't taste like anything.
Really?
Yeah.
Does it feel good for the other person? I never had my ass eaten.
I've had my ass eaten too.
What's it feel like?
Good.
Really?
Yeah.
Like what? You can't just say good.
It feels like refreshing. It's like, oh, what's that?
Refresh.
And then it's not supposed to be back there. So you're like, oh.
Naughty, naughty.
But it doesn't taste like salty or anything.
No.
There's no.
Not if the person washes their ass.
Yeah. I wash my ass.
You can't. I wouldn't go to a baseball game and then come home and get my ass eaten or eat ass.
That's not right.
Right.
Some people like that. Some people like a dirtier person. The more liquids on them, the better.
I will say I don't like to eat pussy if it just came out the shower.
Really?
Really?
Why? Yeah.
Too soapy? It's
like soapy and has like no pussy taste.
You like a little...
You know what I mean?
Wait, really? How do you think straight men feel?
They don't care.
That's interesting because here we
I've
are.
I've had
scrub,
guys
scrub.
Go down on me after I bled out an abortion for 6 weeks.
Like it tastes like marinara.
And they say, "Ooh, I like the seasoning on this." Guys so like it when there's seasoning on it.
You could drag your pussy on New York sidewalk, and they would say,
"Yeah,
I love how cultured it is."
Yeah,
pussy
that's
parmesan.
A good pussy.
Yeah,
yeah. My pussy wears Tim's. I'll tell you that much. The guys like it with a little more seasoning on it.
Her pussy yells, yer. When it has to pee,
your
pussy's
like
yer.
Your pussy's like Anna Long Came Polly when Ben Stiller rubs the nut on the ground and then still eats it.
Exactly. I've been less worried about my cleanliness lately, and people have been going in.
You've
by people,
what?
I mean the one person I'm... What?
It's like her
people.
Smell.
That's what caught me off guard when you were like, people. I was like,
people.
Are the
people.
Luckiest people.
People.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. Out of the showers, that's interesting.
Good to know.
I don't like it like that.
Yeah. I have one thing I've noticed last couple weeks. I've been chugging water and it's been making my pussy fine.
Yeah.
That shit's been fire and wet. I've been wet lately and I think it's because I'm not dehydrated.
Yeah. That's
when I was with my ex, Andrew, dry, drier than the desert. And it's because I wasn't drinking water.
Oh.
Yeah.
And because you didn't like it.
Yeah. Because I was dating a fucking bot. Literally smarter child, but
I want to say something, but I need a Patreon for it. I'll
say it.
No, that's not fair.
Say
I
it.
Put it to eating ass on
say
here.
It.
No,
say it.
No, I'm gonna
when you eat ass,
Patreon.
You spread the cheeks and go in under the butthole, or you just do the surface and do the crack.
You do it all, baby.
Really?
Or do you start from the front and then you kind of slip in there?
Like you go pussy taint asshole, or
it depends on the position.
It's a combo.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, okay. So like if if she's lying on her back, you lift the legs.
They're people. It's people. Me too. I'm fucking people too.
The they thems. Yeah. You're they them, girlfriend. You lift the legs like you're changing a diaper and going.
I go, goo goo gaga. Are you ready? I'm like, don't pee on me. Stop.
Gerber baby.
Stuart's over this conversation.
That's not fair. She has something to share.
Tell
she
us.
No, this is
that.
Good.
We can edit it out.
Michael can edit it
that's
out.
That's not fair.
This is our
we'll
unionizing.
Edit it out.
This is our Michael can edit it out.
We'll edit it out if it's crazy.
No, I'll say it after the pod.
Okay. Okay, well, this first segment, we always start the pod with one question to get us on the same page, to get our fallopian tubes tied in a knot. Mm. Okay, so we got the American Girl
doll. The question is, do you eat ass?
The question is, do you eat ass? Do you get your ass ate? And why? Today's question, American Girl doll, Molly is gay. Which American Girl doll is your favorite? Mm. Or did you, what? Ashlyn's looking at me.
I didn't have any American Girl dolls.
Josephina.
Actually, it's Josephina. Oh. These hoes, Safina. There's some hoes. Yeah, she's Native American. Oh, she was like a later intro to us. So the originals.
But she has your hair.
I didn't have one until later. I didn't like them either.
I was into wrestling.
I was into Barbies and Madame Alexanders.
Okay, so is this a bad question?
No, I picked one.
Let's talk about it. Stuart and I talk about it then.
No, I have one. I have one.
So, and I'll tell you why. I loved American Girl dolls. My mom wouldn't let me have one because, as you know, I always had the off-brand thing, which is still...
Which off-brand thing did you have?
USA. I had a My Twin doll. Do you remember what that
is? Oh, no. I had a Magic Attic girl, though.
Oh.
Remember those?
Yes.
Those were kind of fire, too.
Those were kind of fire. My twins were not as fire as American Doll. They were... off-brand, but it was you. So you send in a picture of yourself, yes. And then they send a doll back. Cool. Like,
American Girl had that option.
No, it didn't look like me.
Well, did he look like...
It just had like red hair on the American Girl doll face.
Yes. American Girl doll had that option too, right?
Later or is that later on?
And they're fucking expensive.
Yes. But my friend had American Girl dolls, and I was obsessed. Yeah. And I played with them all the time. And of course, my number one. And I would read like the little. They'd have like novels and
yes.
movies.
Yes, the movies.
Were fire. The books were fire. But of course, my favorite books is Samantha.
I was going to say Samantha
posh
as well.
And chic
posh,
and rich.
Chic.
Had a best friend. Addie.
Had a poor best friend.
No, was her name Addie the friend? No, that's the black American girl.
Nellie. I think the friend was.
Mom? Her friend was Nellie.
Nellie. The poor friend. Yeah.
No, but she basically.
No, Samantha was rich.
No, the best friend.
The best friend was poor.
Nellie.
How do we know that?
Because they're in the books.
It was like in the
book.
It was like she would give, they would like talk.
She was a Victorian queen.
But she was a Victorian queen and her parents died in a boating accident. Trendy.
Tragic.
And she was adopted by her grandma. And then she was like, I love turn of the century too. I think that's why it was like my favorite.
She was
like,
a Gilded Age queen.
She was Gilded Queen.
Yes.
I liked it.
And her friend.
You think you're Sam, but you're really Nellie.
I'm really Felicity, the ugly colonial one.
Here's my point. Felicity was beautiful. She was the OG number one.
I wanted to be Samantha.
I was you're Samantha really because she had.
Caroline is actually Samantha, and we're Nellie to her.
I looked it up.
I'm
Nellie.
The movie was like here's the synopsis of the movie was like, Samantha plays with her three poor orphan friends.
Yep.
And I'm like, oh.
And Nellie, this was pre, Child Labor Act. So Nellie had to work in the factory.
I remember I felt so sad when she had to go work in the factory.
I know, it was awful.
And she'd have soot on her face. And Samantha would be like, there's soot on your face.
Yeah.
And then they.
Samantha's like, how'd you get that?
Yeah.
Like, from working.
What is
working?
Work?
Caroline, that's what's you that? Giving me fry boots.
I gave you fry boots?
No.
Oh,
but we're manifesting it.
Okay.
We don't have the same.
We're manifesting
feet.
It.
I have huge ass feet.
Yeah, that's the only problem I have with you is your feet are huge.
That hand.
These. If you could do some binding, that'd be great because
I'm Nellie. I think Nellie had red hair.
I told you Nellie. I knew what I felt it.
But Nellie was not a main character, and I'm the main character of my life. In my life, bitch.
Yes.
Read it and weep.
Not in this studio. I'm
definitely not a main character in my own life.
Not almost anywhere.
I had, we had one American Girl doll because my parents were cheap as fuck, and it was Samantha, and then we moved so much that her hair got all fucking ratted.
Yeah.
So, and then she'd just be at the bottom of the doll bin, just naked.
Samantha's not meant
for
moving.
Their bodies were squishy, but their legs, they were kind of thick. They had kind of thick legs.
They had gymnast bodies.
Yeah.
Gymnast bodies.
Mm-hmm. They were like, it's a fuck. And they had the little teeth.
Yeah, the two little
like
front teeth.
They were like...
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, was that all of them? I thought that was Felicity.
They all had the little teeth, like
the two teeth.
Yeah. I only went to the store once and it was just too much for me.
It was a lot.
Just like dolls everywhere. And then they had like the cribs.
Yeah.
And then they had the spot where they would fix them.
Yes,
like
the hospital.
Yeah.
That was cool though.
To me, this is too much.
Screams like stable family, golden retriever, three car garage, totally.
Yeah.
Ford Explorer.
And that was in New York.
And who's working there as the doll fixer? I'm like, how'd you land that
job? People who couldn't finish med school.
What made you want
people
to?
Who want to fuck a plane.
Yeah.
Couldn't get to med school.
I like the books though. They were fire.
The books were fire.
And when I was in elementary school, we did after school clubs and I was in the American Girl Club.
Oh, you were?
So each week we did a different girl. So Felicity was week one. And then by the end, we were on Molly.
You did a different girl.
We had like meatballs. Wow. We had like food related
to
that's,
that's so cute. It was really fun. That must have been with Kirsten with the meatballs because of Swedish. But anyways, so basically I was reading about them today at work, and it's actually kind of cool that they were trying to teach us history. And all the dolls had like very unique personalities.
Yeah, they did.
Like they'd be tomboys, but then they'd like pink. They had really unique personalities.
Yeah, wow, what a wild thing. They'd be tomboys and then they like pink.
For back in the day, like we only had I don't know. Barbie had cultural.
Like,
yeah,
didn't all the books have like the same timeline? Wasn't like Samantha goes to blah, blah, blah. Samantha goes to, like, they all had the same kind of thing.
Yeah,
Samantha, story arc. Samantha at a party, but they also had like Addie at a party. Oh, didn't they all have the same?
That's cool. Mm-hmm.
They all had like six books.
Yeah, yeah.
Samantha
yeah.
and the holidays.
I did love Madame Alexander's, but we weren't allowed to play with them.
Me either, but I used to do it anyway, and I was like,
I would have gotten my head cut off. My mom would have been like, "Those are collector's items."
Their eyelashes, oh my god, and their eyelids that blink. Oh my god, I love those. Were the good ones. Excellent.
So you played with what?
Wrestling toys.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. I'm like, I had like Woody toys, Buzz Lightyear.
And now you eat ass, parents. That's what happens.
You had Woody and Buzz Lightyear?
Mm-hmm.
Yo, you're so gay.
What about?
I was like 5 and 6.
Exactly.
You didn't have Woody and Buzz Lightyear?
No, I had the dinosaur.
That's like
that's gay.
No
that's
way.
Gay.
Yeah.
That's gay.
He was cute. He was my boyfriend.
You know what? That makes sense for a type.
It all explains a lot.
Oh, Woody, I'm scared. He couldn't even roar.
Yeah,
you like that? I liked Woody.
That's my type.
I mean,
that's that shit I do like.
I was a Barbie. I mean, Barbie
girl
way.
And a Barbie
all
had,
the way.
I had so many Barbies. I had Cool Shaving Ken.
Yeah.
Oh, me too. Wow.
And I had Barbie scuba. Her legs would turn black to look like a scuba suit when she was in the water. And Cool Shaving Ken, his beard would grow and then you put water on it and it would be
black legs.
Yeah. Black legs matter. And I also had
I was going to say that and then I thought, don't say that, but then you said it.
Yeah, so it's okay. So,
listen, I wanted the veterinarian Barbie so fucking bad. That one was the number one. Did you guys have the Kelly that peed?
Oh, yes,
no.
I did.
No, but I saw
you put water in her mouth and then she pressed her stomach and she peed.
Oh, that was pee. I thought it was squirt.
That's what I think they probably
same thing, though,
the guy
right?
who made it probably.
Okay, here's a question. Have you guys ever squirted?
No.
Me neither.
I'll wait for a Patreon.
Wow. I'm going to take that as a yes.
I have a story about a comic I was talking to recently.
Squirted on you?
No. So he was saying he's with a new girl and she started squirting when he was with her. But he only does the squirting thing to her when he's at her house because he doesn't want to change his sheets.
That makes a lot of sense.
That's perfectly fine.
That hurts my feelings.
Why?
Motherfuckers should want me to squirt, bitch. I never squirted, but...
See, but I also think men
don't you,
get confused
doesn't make you feel
with
disgusting?
What squirting is,
why?
Too. I think... I wish we had a Patreon for this, but I do think a lot of girls get super wet and guys like think that that's squirting.
No, I think squirting
you have
is
to
like
spray.
The projectile.
Yeah,
you have to
you
spray.
Have to projectile.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
for this guy, I think...
She was squirting.
Fully
she's squirting, yeah.
Okay.
And he doesn't do it at his place. And she was like, are you not making me squirt because you don't want to change your sheets?
And he was like yeah. damn straight.
Yeah,
you shouldn't be thinking that.
So
way.
Now
why
he has
are
to
they
put
changing their sheets
around.
Already?
Yeah, they as if all of a sudden
they
care about
they don't
changing
fuck, yeah.
sheets.
In his defense,
but they don't wash sheets for like so long.
In this
yeah,
guy's defense, he's a 43-year-old man. This right. is an older comic.
He doesn't know how
so.
To do laundry.
Anyway, I feel like we're synced up. How do you guys feel?
I feel synced.
Does he have Brooklyn linen?
Stuart, let's
What's
go to speed dating.
All righty, y'all. Speed dating. We got a good speed dating today. It's actually I'm so excited for it.
Yeah.
No, it's. So yeah. exciting. Okay. Hi, Stuart. I have a question for speed dating. Do you take offense when ugly guys hit on you? Personally, I get offended. Like, did I give off a vibe that you can approach me? I don't care. What are your thoughts? Mm. She hit the nail on the head with this one. I do get offended. Mm. When ugly guys hit on me, I'm like, you think I'm just available? I'm this gorgeous, mm-hmm. this cool, this hot mess. I literally have my mm-hmm. athlete's foot still looking fire. Mm-hmm. And you think you can just walk up to me and hit on me? Rude. Mm. However, I'm trying to be nice in public, so I'm nice to them.
Right.
But honestly,
you don't want to get killed.
It's like, it feels good though, because mm-hmm. it's like not someone you
not someone really ugly.
Yeah, but it's so it's like I get it. You're like, first of all, I'm out of your league. How dare you? Like, I'm not that ugly. I get that, But it feels good when they hit on you and you can just turn them away. Like, that feels good because, like, if someone's hot, then you don't want to turn them away. But it feels good to turn people away, so it feels good.
I feel better turning away a hot person.
I feel better. It doesn't feel good to turn away ugly guys. It feels really awkward.
It feels really good for me.
I feel like they're going to come back and kill me.
By
like,
the way, ugly is a vibe, by the way. Like,
but you also
like
ugly guys.
That's what I'm saying. It's not about
how ugly.
When I say
there's a line between ugly, hot, and ugly.
When I say ugly or like creepy or like those things, that means that the person has been rude or weird or mean at some point. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not talking about just like an ugly guy that walks up to you at a bar and you're just like, oh, like he's ugly.
That's what I'm thinking about.
We're thinking
ugly in all ways.
In all ways.
Yeah. Ugly inside and out.
Yeah, but I had someone hit on me recently.
But that's weird because all men are ugly inside.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We don't need your perspective right now. We're heteros.
Anyways, it does offend me. I'm like, how dare you think I would just stoop to your level?
Yeah. I had a pure ugly guy ask me out recently, and I felt very sad.
It doesn't feel
sad.
Good.
I felt very
it's depressing.
Low self-esteem.
Yeah, and actually low. It's like it doesn't benefit anybody because it's like you're gonna hurt their feelings, and by them hitting on you is a blow to my ego.
Also, I'm like, I am scared to talk to anyone. How dare you think? Who gave you this confidence? Mm.
But men shoot their shot. That's their thing.
Yeah,
they hear no so many times that it's like they don't even they
don't listen to it.
They don't.
Men hear no so many times. That's not even.
I had a couple people recently where I just had a conversation with them and they immediately thought it was because they let me pursue.
That's
let me touch her on the lower back.
Yeah,
I hate
stuff like that where you're like my motherfucker can't have a conversation with someone until they immediately take the express lane to let's fuck.
Yeah.
That's what will happen to me. And I'm like, just because I'm nice doesn't mean.
Yeah.
Like,
don't confuse.
Like, some men don't have any nuance. It's like, we have to develop a relationship. And some men are just like, immediate. Just because you talk to them, they think you're.
I think that's what offends me more.
That's what's offensive.
The immediate, like, let's go. It's go time.
Well, guys, they, for some reason, they have this like notion in their head that if a girl is nice, she likes them.
I know.
And I don't know what that is, but like if she is nice, the guy thinks he has a chance. Mm. Like if she is nice to him, the guy thinks he has a chance, which is weird because I don't feel like, you know what it might be? That like hot girls when you're growing up are so mean. So
I know.
Maybe like, I know. you know, we become nicer as we get older. So now maybe like, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, because hot girls when you're younger are mean.
This is what Stuart and I were talking
this
about.
This is why we're toxic.
We're recently attractive. And so, yeah.
So we're the worst of them.
Oh, gosh, let's face it.
Because we're mean. You don't think we're attractive.
Who's saying that?
The YouTube comments, bitch. But yes, to answer her question, yes, I get offended. Well, yeah. I always sort of have a boyfriend too, so I'm always like, I have my life together. I'm gorgeous. I'm cool. I'm pretty hot and tempting, fat. PHAT, pretty hot and tempting.
That's chuggy. That is chuggy as fuck.
You guys, I'm fat, pretty hot and tempting. Okay, anyways, but I'm like, you don't think someone's already locked this down? How dare you? How dare you?
Yeah, that's the other. Sometimes I'm like, bitch, I'm booked.
I booked. Yeah. I booked for weeks out.
Yeah.
Check my schedule in the fall.
Yeah.
Check another.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll circle back.
Yeah.
Circle back.
I also have been very busy lately, and I've been doing affirmations, so I have less of these lately. But my immediate response when someone asks to hang out who's not in my realm is to be offended. I'm like, you think I have the fucking time to go into the city during the day to get coffee? My man. my man, I am booked through 2023. So that's, I get more offended by people, not even just ugly men, anyone in general, any people who want to get coffee, pick my brain. I'm like, I am so booked that I'm offended that you want
that's
my space.
Rude, yeah.
And
or
time.
When people are like, can you call me when you get a chance? I don't have a chance.
Yeah.
No, like if you're not like in my like circle, like no, I don't. Yeah.
And you
I
call me,
no,
bitch.
No, I don't have.
Yeah.
I want to dissociate for 15 minutes because I don't have the time.
Yeah,
like people, a call? Are you serious?
I've been getting more offended by that lately than the caliber of the person compared to me. I'm just, even if it's a hot guy, I'm like, I don't have time.
Yeah.
Stuart set me up with a guy, and I was like, I don't have time, my man.
My man.
No, sorry to drop that, but to me, it's more of like a no. I'm really, really busy.
I just don't want guys to come for us for saying ugly. Like, I really mean ugly vibe. Like, because there's a butt for every seat. You know, some people think DC Young Fly is ugly. I think he's my number one celeb crush. Right.
Yeah, it depends on how you, like, how you are as a person and, like, the energy.
Exactly.
You give off.
I get annoyed if, like, a gross weirdo asks me out. I'm
with
like,
no
how
social
dare
skills
you?
Or whatever.
Because ugly is not necessarily about looks.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I just don't want these men to come for us.
Again. Yeah, you know, these sensitive men.
I know. All right, that's speed dating. Yeah, okay. We get offended. Don't ask us out. Bye.
Bye. Let's go to our next segment, which is called Owning It. We haven't done this one in a while.
Okay.
So owning it involves, you know, fessing up to something you did this week that could have been sad. You haven't told anyone. Could have been a maybe broke some rules. And you, maybe you lied.
Let's see what we got. Caroline's looking guilty over there.
Caroline, what'd you do?
Can I?
What'd you do?
All right. I did a bad Irish goodbye this week.
Oh.
I think it was. Okay. So my friend, well, someone I went to school with was putting on a play. Oh. And I went to the play. And after there was like stuff upstairs.
Was
and
it
people,
bad or was it good?
Say it.
I didn't really know.
I didn't really know
what was going on.
It was
regardless.
It
the lighting was great and the programs were amazing.
Ashlyn's right. Comedy isn't for me.
I mean, so and there were people from school there who I hadn't seen in a while.
But her car is.
And I was with somebody.
Yes, it is.
What happened?
Keep going.
Oh my God.
Keep going.
Is it something to do?
Keep going.
No.
My hand.
And so
keep going. Everyone watches.
This for you.
And now y'all have good timing. Continue.
Okay, so there were people from school that were there, and like everyone had a mask on. I was like, is that someone? So I know it is. Like, I just started getting social anxiety. I knew I was going to have to introduce the person I was with to everybody. Mm-hmm. I was getting overwhelmed. Like, nobody knew where to stand in the lobby. And I just, like, was, like, I left.
That's totally fine.
That's fine.
But I think they were, like, they saw me, and I haven't seen some of them since, like, pre-COVID, and I should have, like, mingled. But I was getting overwhelmed in the house, so.
But you know what? A lobby where no one knows where to stand is so frustrating.
Hate.
Yeah,
hate,
the poor
and
design.
And anxiety-inducing. You're
hate.
Just, like.
Yeah, I was like, oh, wait, oh, sorry. I'll wait over here. Oh, wait, should I take my mask off?
Yeah.
I
made
that.
Awkward
hate.
Eye contact with people who I knew, and I was like, I didn't say hi. I was just like.
What was the awkward eye contact with, like?
I mean, it was just people with masks on, and I feel like they didn't, like, I was smiling underneath, but they didn't know. My eyes were just dead.
Let's see what it looked like. You look like a serial killer.
Yeah, she looks nervous.
So I'm like, oh my God. I was like, I can't handle this right now.
I'm pro Irish goodbye. I've been doing it a lot lately.
And I'm like, they're not going to care.
I'm like, they're not thinking about me at all.
Yeah.
But I feel guilty about Irish goodbye is to center yourself in the world.
Yeah. But I reminded myself, like, literally nobody cares, right?
Yeah. Nobody cares.
No one could give a fuck that I was there.
They saw you and you.
They just were glad that I filled a seat.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, so I filled the seat, I clip-clapped and whatever, and I left.
I fake laughed.
I may have fallen asleep, but nobody saw that.
If anything, if I feel guilty about an Irish goodbye, I text whoever I was with saying, I left.
Yeah, I texted after. I said I had to go, but now I feel now
Irish
secrets out. I didn't have
to. You never get mad at others when they Irish goodbye.
I don't. I'm like, oh my God, do whatever. Yeah. I wish I could.
Honestly,
my own house.
She has somewhere to go.
Right.
Yep, and everyone does.
Yeah.
I feel that weird when I open for Theo Vaughn, when we're standing in like the lobby of the venue and everyone's like crowding around Theo. I'm like, I just go right backstage. I'm standing awkwardly for like 4 minutes.
Yeah. I never know where to stand. I never know what to do with my hands.
Hate it.
That's why, you know, so I was like, I think I'm a girl.
Yeah. I Irish goodbye all the time. Parties.
All of it.
Like, everything. It feels good.
I don't Irish goodbye, and I wish I did.
Yeah, I do.
I get guilty, and then I start talking, and then I'm like the last person to leave.
Yeah. It feels so good.
But I
though.
Wish I could Irish goodbye.
You should Irish goodbye.
I know.
Because you are so. Everyone wants to talk to you.
When I try to say bye to everyone, it's like, line up, everybody.
Yes.
It's a whole ordeal.
Humble brag over here.
Line up. It's not a brag. It sucks. I get no sleep.
I have an embarrassing story.
Okay.
So last week I went on a bus tour with Theo and we were in Texas
and I binge ate the whole time. And you know when you get home from a crazy vacation, you just want to keep the things going. So I ate like all day. I think I had drank the last night, so I was hungover. Early flight, like no sleep, hungover. You just want to fucking eat.
Yeah.
But then I had a set at the Cellar at like 10:30. So I ordered Cold Stone to my house. This is how sad. Gosh. Talk about a hot mess. I ordered Cold Stone to be delivered.
Daddy, I didn't know things were going that badly.
It was bad. I'm doing better now. I'm doing better now thanks to my affirmations, and I'm one with the universe. But on this particular day, I was having a hot mess. Bridget,
now what did you get? Cookie, don't you want some? Birthday cookie nuts.
I got something else, and what happened was I ordered from, I thought it was the one here. Turns out it was the one in fucking Elmhurst. So motherfucker order took like an hour.
Was it melted?
So I had to go to my show. And then I came back and it was sitting outside of my door, fully melted. And your girl ate it.
Drank it.
Yeah, I drank it. I drank it. And it was like a cake batter sundae. And it went down really quickly, too. Melted ice cream. Whew. Really has no substance to it.
It's like sweet condensed milk.
I ate it.
I'm gonna call you more.
Yeah, you do. When I was eating, and then I immediately threw it out to get rid of the evidence so that the next day it would be. I ate melted ice cream. And I was sitting there and I said, I'm gonna eat this. And I also ate dessert at the Cellar that night too. I did a little bang bang. It was a sad evening, but I'm good now.
Good now. You look amazing.
But that was sad. Yeah. It was sad. Actually, really tasted really good though. I wish I could have had it. Wow. I was watching the Uber driver. I was like, if you were 10 minutes earlier, I could have eaten this ice cream. Yeah.
Wow, that's
and I made
so
my spot
bad.
Just in time waiting for Cold Stone. Isn't that bad? Isn't it bad that I ordered Cold Stone from five neighborhoods away? I watched that motherfucker drive with a sundae and I still didn't get to eat it. That was really sad. That was really sad.
I think that it was just like your brain, you were having decision fatigue, maybe.
I was having decision fatigue. Yeah.
And this is why you should pick up your order more.
Right.
Yeah, actually, that was a good lesson because there's 10 ice cream places around here. But I know. Sometimes you just.
Apple Hill's right there.
I know.
Apple Hill's is amazing.
So is Cold Stone, though. Cold Stone, I have once a year, and I needed it that night. And I just happened to eat it melt. That was a really sad moment for me. And the trash from my other binge from that day was still everywhere, so I was just eating it like a raccoon. It was like dripping off the spoon, and I was like putting it in my mouth while watching Sally Rooney. I'm like,
you left out that detail.
Yeah. So that was pretty sad for me. Yeah. What do you guys think?
I have really no words, to no words for that.
The sentence was,
I just want you to enjoy it. Like, I don't want you to drink a melted Cold Stone.
It was sad, yeah.
Like, at that point, I would have been like, let's just order a flash and throw out the old.
Yeah, I should have done that, but it was right there. I said, I might as well try it. And the toppings were all, like, moist from the ice cream.
Did you low-key like it?
It was like cereal.
Low-key. Yeah, it was awesome. High-key. Yeah, high-key.
Sounds not bad.
It wasn't bad. It's like technically a milkshake. It was just sad. And it went down so quickly, too, because it was like one sip. It was really sad.
One gulp. And that's not a sip.
There was a piece of birthday cake in it.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, it was good.
All right.
But I'm better now.
Okay. Yeah. You're better now.
That was 2 weeks
ago. I'll check in on you.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, I'm always the one calling you motherfuckers. Actually, Stuart called me this weekend. Well,
you call, and then you leave those details out. Like, I believe I spoke to you when you were watching Sally Rooney.
We save it for the pod, for content.
Okay. I do be leaving things out.
You do?
Yeah, I do be leaving things out.
And then you say it later, and I'm like,
And then I'll text with you, and you're like, I'm good, I'm chilling.
Yeah, I know.
And then I'm like, okay, she's good.
Yeah. I'm not good, just so you know. I'm really unwell.
Yeah.
I'm not good.
I need help.
I need a lot of
seriously,
help.
Seriously, take me to the hospital
Yeah,
now.
The affirmations are not working. It all starts to crumble. Stuart, what are you owning up to?
I've been bad lately. So I've been really bad. Basically, I got a new job maybe when did I get a new job? Like in March or February?
Yeah.
And I was really good at the job at the beginning. They overworked me a little bit too much at the beginning. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to fuck off for a little bit. And I told them, I was like, I've been working too hard. This is crazy. They were like, okay, we're going to take away some of your responsibilities. I'm like, thank you. Or not. They were just giving me too. It's basically everyone. This is boring now. Let me think about what I'm going to say. Basically, every company after COVID is just a shit show. Like they let go of too many people and they give too many jobs to one person. It's all over the place. Basically, I didn't really have a lot of vacations planned for this summer. Mm-hmm. I had to go to a wedding 2 weeks ago. Right. And then last weekend, I went to this like music festival in Boston.
With her boyfriend.
And basically, please stop.
Sorry, what?
Basically, I totally fucked off of work both times. Was supposed to work Thursday and Friday and Monday, both of those weekends. Mm-hmm. basically told my work Thursday, my landlord's going to fix it in my apartment, flew to New Orleans. Friday, I'm sick, blah, 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 blah. Next Monday, I stayed in New Orleans an extra day, changed my flight using my grandma's points that I didn't even ask her if I could use.
You would have noticed.
Told my work. Well, actually, then I did work Tuesday, so that was fine.
You're wilding.
Then went to Boston, stayed an extra day there as well. Told my work that I had was sick again.
Athlete's foot.
Well, no. And then I got my actual foot infection.
Well, now I know why you got it, because you that's karma for fucking lying.
It's karma for lying. Yeah. I know.
That's literally
but basically,
the line eating up your feet.
Basically, no one's
literally like rotting.
Yeah. Basically, dude, you're rotting. You're turning into an ugly.
Yeah.
I know. Basically, no one at my work has, I guess, noticed, but they do think I've been sick for like 2 weeks pretty much, and I've just been wiling out.
Is your Instagram private?
One of my BFFs at work, I did hide my Instagram stories from her.
Oh, good.
Because I had to keep it up going.
Yeah, you have to.
She doesn't listen to this podcast.
She, no. You're good. I used to do that when I worked in finance. I'd be like, a pipe broke. I have to stay for
I've used almost every... I said migraine one day. I said, like, sick one day. Mm-hmm. I said, landlord has to fix something in my apartment, waiting for a package, dentist, which I actually do have to go to next week. I've said it all.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you've come this far...
The dentist... No, actually, that's what I'm saying. I actually have to go to the dentist next Monday.
Right.
And I already said it last week, so I have to, I don't know
again,
how to do my work.
Oh my
dental you know work what? Is a thing. Sometimes chaos. You have to go back for a second.
Death. You know death. Death in the family.
I know. I need to do it. I need to do a death. One?
You're related to the Gerber baby.
You know what's crazy?
I did a death
two,
once.
You two are so good at lying. You've taught me how to
I'm
lie.
I'm really good.
I'm terrible at lying.
I'm good with people.
I'm really good. It's little details. So you don't over detail. You don't over detail.
I've learned
yeah.
a couple
say
of
less.
Things.
And you say,
say
no
less.
Worries Wait. If not. And you work hard on the days you're there. See, I worked really hard today.
Mm-hmm.
So they forget.
Mm-hmm.
You, but it's not just about work. It's something else I don't want to say on the pod. But like you guys.
Do you look to the left?
So.
Would you lie?
No.
I don't look anywhere. I look straight the fuck on.
Me too.
She doesn't have any
I say, yeah, I'm doing well. Yeah.
It's because we're white. Is that what you're saying?
Tell us about our lying. Tell us what we lie about.
I don't know if you guys want me to say it.
Say it.
All
right. And then we'll
what, about people we're dating or something?
No, oh. Like, you guys one time were like, oh, yeah, if, like, I don't want to do a show or if, like, I can't do, like, if
oh.
I do it.
Oh, well, she
like,
taught me that.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I have another show.
Yeah.
That is, I never fucking thought of that.
Really?
I know.
Never.
So I thought of it.
Just manifesting.
I thought of it in December 2015 when I started this shit.
Well, you have to look like you're still working.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But
yeah.
I used to be honest. I used to be like, hey, man, like, sorry, this happened.
No way.
I used to be honest.
No.
Comedians respect honesty.
No way.
No.
They respect
honesty.
Club spots. I got a club spot in the city. I can't say no.
Oh, whatever you
okay,
do.
Okay, I understand.
Well, I can use a club spot.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Everyone can.
Everyone can.
Ashland's
they
club.
Don't know.
They don't know.
The Turkey Club.
The Turkey Club.
Yes.
Honey,
they don't
it's
know.
It's a club.
They don't know.
Nobody knows.
I use shows, but like that was genius. I like heard it like 2 years ago from you.
I know.
Yeah.
And that has changed my life.
You have to put yourself in their shoes and say, what would make me not care about Stuart lying?
But yeah. I don't care.
And you have to give them no out.
If you're like,
who's going to argue with that?
But
someone
but that
could
makes
argue,
yourself look good too.
Oh, I'm sick today. I can't come to a show. Oh, so you don't want nobody wants to work anymore? Kim Kardashian?
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm still working.
So
I'm
for shows, you say you have other stuff. Someone tried to book me for some fucking stupid ass roast thing with like an NFT. And I would be sitting there roasting people there for an hour for paying $200. And I just, he tagged me and I was like, oh, I just booked something out of town. I can't do it anymore.
What do you say?
No problem. I understand.
It's their fault actually for making us even have to answer to these questions. Because
agreed.
Sometimes people will ask me to do something. And I'm like, you think I want to do a dating podcast in a store?
Is she talking about us again?
Yeah, I think so. It goes back to like people wasting your time, which pisses me the fuck off.
It's the same
time.
Energy.
Same thing. People
and
waste.
My work is wasting my time. They are paying me.
Yeah.
But they're wasting my time.
It's a waste
of
time.
It's a waste of time.
I've just been like,
so
but if you've come this far and no one has said anything, maybe they are, you know.
Also,
no, and I think everyone has been doing it too.
Yes.
And it's also a slow kind of
summer.
Season.
It's a slow
work.
Season. And in finance, you're like at the bottom of the chain.
I'm at the bottom of the chain.
When I was there, I was like, they don't even notice when I'm there to begin with.
I know.
They won't notice when I'm not there.
People literally didn't notice I was gone.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay.
They're like, good to see you again.
Yeah. That's
you
exactly.
look better than yesterday. You're like, I
exactly.
wasn't here.
I wasn't here. Exactly.
Exactly.
But yeah, I fucked off. I changed multiple flights. I changed trains. I changed automobiles. I did it
I'm
all.
Steve Martin.
I'm Steve Martin.
And you married a plane.
And I fucked that plane.
Ashlyn, what are you owning up to?
So you guys know I'm in that like new, well not new, but I'm in a short film. And I was in charge of carrying something and I forgot it. And I totally was like, no, it wasn't me. And I'm like,
yep, wasn't me.
It wasn't me. And I was like, I wasn't the one holding it. And right. I like completely lied. And
there
I was
you go.
Like, I was holding it and I did forget it.
Did somebody else get blamed for it?
Yeah, like the production crew kind of got blamed for it.
You're like the Alec Baldwin.
Like come on, literally, give me a gun. And then he was like, come on, guys, this is a professional set. Like, we can't be forgetting these things. And
what did
like,
you forget? What was it?
It was a case full of lenses.
Ooh. And did somebody go back and get it? Okay.
Hot mess PA.
Oh, you're not a PA. You're the talent.
I am.
Wow. So
it's not your responsibility.
Then you shouldn't be carrying it. Anyways,
yeah. Then you shouldn't be carrying it.
Not your problem.
Union rules.
Yes.
I'm the talent. I'm the Nicole Kidman.
That's right.
I kept telling them, like, if they asked me to do something, I'm like, you think Nicole Kidman opens the door?
She has not touched an item in 18 years.
Unless it's a fucking cup to drink.
That's how I feel.
Unless it's
like,
a plastic surgery.
When I'm asked to do extra stuff on shows, or like when I go out with TV, you know, and they like want me to, you know, they want me to like book. They want me to like find a restaurant after the show. I used to be like gung ho, like
yeah.
And now I'm like, here's one I found. I put less. I'm like, I don't need to be doing this.
I do that at my work
too.
Yeah,
I'm less invested in like extracurriculars. I used to want to be like everything, like a student, like stuff like that.
Yes.
And now I'm like, whatever.
C's got me.
I used to be
enough.
Like, oh my god. Or if someone in the club is like, where's blah blah blah? I'll be like, oh, let me text them. I'm like, don't care.
Not my problem.
Yep, not my
but
problem.
You get. I think you get like that as you get more seasoned, right? Like I think anything new you start. You're like that. You're like, I'll be the best. I'll do this. I'll do that. But then once you start getting like, you're like, oh, no, these other motherfuckers don't do it.
It's like when you first start meeting your significant other's in-laws. And so you're like, let me help with dishes. Let me blah, blah, blah. And then you get eased in. And then there's a new significant other who has to be that person.
Right. Yeah.
And they're like, now you're on the couch.
Yeah.
While people are cleaning up.
Or like, you're the significant other. And you're like, let me help. Yeah. And then you like, spend time with the family.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, we've had so many arguments. I'm not helping. Fuck you.
Yep.
That's for you, Tommy. To lower the TV.
Yep.
You're gonna do the dishes by your fucking self.
And I'm gonna turn this shit up, bitch. Yeah. Yeah, I agree. That's how I got with Andrew's family. Yeah. By the end, I was lying on the couch. I did not offer to help one. I didn't even talk to the mom.
You just walk in and brush past it.
Walk in, take a nap, eat dinner, go back to bed.
Where's
dinner?
Disrespect that woman. She saw JFK be murdered.
Throws her feet up on the couch. Where's the remote?
She was a witness to JFK's murder.
I was over that shit. All right, well, I feel like we're all cleared of our conscience right now.
I think so.
Caroline, welcome us into your corner.
Oh, my God. Welcome, ladies.
Okay, so I might not be the most observant person. I mean, I go on Refinery 29 5 years later, and
listen, we're all still
it happens.
We're all
we
still
keep our subscriptions where we
all still follow Betches and Beige Cardigan.
You
don't
know,
worry.
But what the heck is going on with mullets?
Oh,
they are back.
So you said you went to a film screening where a lot of people had girls had mullets.
Mullets everywhere. Mullets.
Yeah, my hairdresser has a mullet.
But some of them look good, I will say.
I don't think so. I don't like it.
I did find an article that was from a year ago in Vogue with Ella M. Hoff, the first daughter of Bushwick, as they call her.
And she had a full-on mullet. Whatever. Is she a they them?
I don't know.
Okay,
I'll call her by her first name, Ella M.
Call me by your
whatever.
Name.
But so it's nothing that new, but I feel like now that a couple of people have pioneered the look, it's fucking spreading like rapid fire.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has a fucking mullet. So I'm like, you know what? And I at first I was like, oh, it's ironic, you know? Oh, but I think people are seriously mulleting.
Seriously?
It's a lifestyle.
But you know what's the worst one? I don't know if you've seen this. Like, fine, the mullet comes like around and then it goes down.
Yes.
Have you seen the one where it's
the
like
fade?
Yes.
Fade. That's a subcategory of mullet.
And the mullet is like right here and it goes down all the way. That is disgusting.
That is.
Are we talking about on men or women? Women?
Either or.
Anything.
Yeah. I don't like
the.
That's the thing. Do you have a picture of Ella M. Hoff?
Or
just
mullets?
The mullets.
Mullet fade, I think.
I'm not into that.
Well, and there are some that are kind of like shaggy mullets, which I'm like, okay, there's a couple of supermodels.
Like sometimes I'll get my hair cut and it'll be shag.
So
Something like this, maybe.
You should get a mullet.
Like oh, that? That's what you're talking about.
Yes.
Is and that a mohawk then?
It's like a mohawk.
I know someone who has
mullet.
That.
But it's so unsettling to me. Turn it around again. But this one is even better, but like they like shave the ear, like the back of the ear, and they're like,
it's like a
all,
fade.
It goes like all the way down.
Oh,
it
just shave the head.
It's a lot. Like
don't touch me.
It's a lot.
Ew. So,
disgusting.
I don't like disgusting. Haircuts that are like a choice.
These you know are not only are these choices, but it's like
bad
oh,
choices.
A shaved side of the head with a top bun.
Oh
like,
no, the oh, a choice. No, 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 no. It's too much. You can oh. only wear one do. It's like whatever. Yeah. So it had me think. What is the origins of the mullet?
Oh, a little history okay. lesson.
History lesson on the mullet.
And it had a practical purpose.
What was it?
So
business in the front, party in the back.
Yeah, that
just
was
to let people
in the
cool.
Roman times. Yeah. They were doing business deals. No, on the battlefield,
of
when
where?
Men
they would grab their hair.
Well, when? I'm saying that's
where part, in Ukraine or where
in ancient Rome,
info?
The Vikings used it, and in the British, the ancient British people, like when they were under the Roman rule, had these dues to protect, to warm their neck on the battlefield, but also prevent people from pulling their
hair. I know
hair.
That's why men don't have long hair anymore, because other soldiers would grab their hair and then
that's
slice
kinky. It. I
that's
did not
kinky.
Know
kinky.
That. I did not know that.
But the mullet, though, so because yeah. they still wanted their necks
right
to be
yeah.
warm.
So I guess if you wore a helmet, maybe it was protect, your neck was warm.
Oh, a little padding.
A little padding for
yeah.
the helmet.
It was like the fur inside.
Yes, a
yeah.
fur-lined helmet. And so they found a statue of like from like ancient times in England when they were building a parking lot. They like dug up this statue of this ancient guy with a mullet. They're like, okay, that's what happens. And then they had other instances of this in the Byzantine Empire.
Wow.
So, and in Native American, like early encounters that pilgrims documented, they're like, this guy has a mullet.
Really?
And it was like long in the front, hairless on the face. And
Joe Dirt was on the Mayflower?
Yeah, he was. He was there. And but it was the Beastie Boys that coined the term.
Really?
In the 90s. But before then,
where does mullet come from?
I think it's French.
I'm not
sure.
Give me a second. Give me a second.
But yeah, look it up. I don't know.
Caroline,
hello.
I'm like, look it up, Ashlyn. Meanwhile, I have my
Mom,
computer.
I am doing a podcast right now. Didn't I tell you I was busy today?
Dexter just called me.
She should. We should have talked to her for a little bit.
Yeah, you should put her on. Ask her about her mullet.
The mullet gets its name from those who are forever engaged in intellectual processes. Not my knowledge. I feel like people who have mullets are. Not intellectual.
Well, they're trying to be intellectuals, right?
Or sports guys wear mullets, like hockey players.
Yeah. Oh, true, hockey players. Yeah.
Anyway, so that's my take. Oh, and also lesbians in the 80s used it as a way to.
Why did she point at me?
There is a cultural history
something for
there.
Everyone.
There's yeah, it's basically what there's something for everybody in the mullet. So maybe that's why it's coming back.
Oh
no!
Should I get
don't
a mullet?
Think it looks good.
Yeah,
that's
what I really wanted to ask. Should I get a mullet
yeah.
or should
yeah,
I go
yeah,
full
Caroline with
a
mullet?
I sort of get a mullet actually. Like when my hairdresser cuts my hair, it's so I get it really layered.
No, it doesn't look good because we would have roasted you for that. I
know. You could probably get.
No, I'm not getting a mullet.
You should get a. You could put a little off. You can.
When people go to Theo Von show, they wear mullet wigs.
Well, that's cute.
He can kind of pull off the mullet.
Yeah. Well, he is. Yeah, I feel like
it's
he can because
brand.
That's his. That he's
country
that.
Boys. It's like I've already given up on you,
yes.
sexually. So just do it.
I'm talking
yeah.
about
fun.
But
I'm
not, also, I'm, the way he does his mullet is not that bad. Like,
yeah.
He only like this is only shaved. It's not, and then he has like a lot of hair.
Yeah.
Here.
And also, he's doing it like this. He's been doing this for a while, right?
No, oh.
it's like the Lisa Rinna hairstyle.
Yeah. Right. Well,
yeah.
I feel like that's a wig. That's a wig. All right.
Well, I feel like that's our pod. How do you guys feel? Any final thoughts? Next week we have a guest coming in, so prepare yourselves for testosterone.
I can't wait.
It's a male.
Mm. I can't wait. Is his name
are
Michael?
We're gonna have a female.
Oh wait,
maybe.
I want to say something.
Okay.
My friend Lindsay, huge fan of the pod.
Yeah.
You met her in Atlanta.
Yeah.
She's running a 5K this weekend and listening to the pod during her 5K.
Really?
Does it take an hour? Is that
I guess so.
No way. 5K, 30 minutes.
It depends.
Social innocence.
No, but she was like, I'm saving the pod because I want to listen to it during the 5K.
Oh, well, hello, Lindsay.
Normally, I just do work, bitch.
Keep going,
on repeat,
Lindsay.
But
yeah, me too.
That time of the week will work.
Sarah Jessica Parker listens to Everybody Dance Now.
Hey, this time of the week while she works out.
Really?
I love that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I got a video of her saying she's like getting dressed and she's like, oh man, I wish there was like a new episode because I wanted to listen to it while I work out.
Wow.
Yeah.
So
Mike Racine listens to it at the gym too. So,
well, it's not
shout out to everyone. Maybe we should do an extra episode to
love
get you guys
Mike.
In shape. But where can we find you guys?
You can find me fucking airplanes.
Hey,
I can really use a wish right now.
Wish right now. Wish right now.
You can find me bailing out Sean Kingston.
He was adding it to his Wikipedia page.
I swear
page.
To God. I swear to God, that man went to jail.
There was a warrant, but I don't think he was
you
ever arrested.
I swear to God.
He did go to jail.
He went to jail. You can find me sucking off an American Girl doll.
Oh my God. I was going to say, you can find me sucking my own blood.
Oh. Sucky, sucky. And we'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.